Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to Wise Money. This is Gar and Leanne Lenander inviting you to join us today as we're going to discuss an important topic, especially this time of year, tax time.
We always love to talk about taxes, and we all like to pay our taxes, so this is something we should be talking about. Leanne, what's the most important thing when you're doing your taxes?
Again, not to have to pay the IRS.
That's right.
That's what you're hoping.
If we can escape, that's the most important thing.
You want to lower your taxes if possible.
Right.
So there are some things that you definitely can do. Now, what we're going to talk today about is the IRA and increasing your 401k. Just giving you some ideas here, because there are some things you can still do about 2015. But most of these things you've already thought of and you have to consider for 2016.
Now, first thing you need to do is gather your paperwork. And the 1099s, the W-2s are still coming in.
That's right.
So you got to wait a little bit, although some people don't have those anymore. But if you get those, and some of those don't come in until April, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Be careful about that, because if you jump too quick and want to go in and take care of everything and send your reports back into the IRS and all of that, and then you've got stuff coming back to you, you may have to redo your taxes, and you don't want to do that.
It's bad enough to have to do them once. So don't be in a big hurry. Wait till all the paperwork is in.
Well, not only that, so many of the mutual fund companies, et cetera, don't get all their tax information from overseas, et cetera, until a little bit later, so they're not going to send out your reports right away.
What's the big holdup typically from the mutual funds companies in terms of why they're a little later, the reports that they send out? What are they waiting for typically?
They're waiting for any dividends, any write-offs, anything like that from the different companies that are involved in those mutual funds. And the foreign taxes are coming through, things like that, and they don't get them the same time as we do here.
They're not a big rush from the foreign countries.
No.
That we do here in the United States.
So consequently, if you declare certain things and then you get new information, you may have to go back and refile. And that becomes a situation where you're going to have to pay a tax consultant more money and you're going to have to redo your taxes. And so consequently, don't rush right in. Give your company a little bit of time to get that information to you.
Okay, let's start out with your IRA, Leanne. How much can we do for last year?
For an individual IRA, if you're under 50, you can do up to $5,500. If you're 50 and over, it's $6,500, and you can do that up to April 15th. So be careful, though, if you wait too long and you're going to rush right in and you go in Sunday, when Friday is April 15th, for example, you may not be accepted right away. That's what may look like next year's IRA. So try and get your IRA in before April 15th. And then the other thing is how much you want to put into that IRA. Like I mentioned, $5,500 under 50, $6,500 50 and older. All right, you could do it monthly. You can do it semi-annually. You can do it quarterly. You don't have to do that total amount either. But think about adding to the IRA because it does bring your taxes down.
Right. Now, you're talking about a regular IRA.
I'm talking about a regular IRA.
What about a Roth?
With the Roth, it's the same dollar amount, except that does not come off your taxes. You've already paid tax on that money. So in that case, it will grow for you. And you won't have to worry about taxes on the other side because you've already paid taxes on this money. With the regular IRA, you haven't paid taxes on that money yet. And you have to pay taxes on that when you pull the money out.
May you have both a regular IRA and a Roth at $5,500?
You can, but you're going to have to divide it. $5,500 is the maximum, or $6,500.
No, I ask, may you have both at $5,500?
$5,500 in one and $5,500 in the other, no.
Okay, that was my question.
It's the maximum, $5,500.
Okay, so you could put $5,000 into a Roth and $500 into a regular IRA.
That you could do.
Okay.
And it is a good situation to get you to start planning for retirement because of the fact if it's growing tax-deferred, like a regular IRA, you've got plenty of time to let that money grow. If it's a Roth, you still have time to let that money grow. So think about adding to that. But the other thing is you have 401ks and other retirement plans.
Well, one thing that it's always surprising is that not a lot of people know about a SEP IRA. What is a SEP IRA, Leanne?
Simplified Employee and Pension Plan.
Get that out. That was tough.
Yeah.
Okay. Why is that different than a regular IRA?
Because that is a retirement program through your company.
Okay.
In other words, you could be your own owner of your company. And it's not an individual program. It can be your simple IRA. It's not like a regular IRA. And so consequently, you are allowed to put money away through your company. And it's an easy program to put money away every month, for example. It's going to apply to your company. And it's going to give you a nice retirement program down the line.
And the other thing is, and I don't remember what it is, but the maximum that you're allowed to contribute is much greater in a SEP than it is in a regular IRA.
A simple retirement program is like, I believe it's $1,000 a month or $12,000 for the year.
Yeah, I almost think it's going up. But anyway, it's close to $12,000. So if you own a small business and you haven't put a retirement program in, look at a SEP because...
SEP IRA,
because you can put more in than you can for a regular IRA.
There's a simple plan and the SEP.
Right.
The simple plan is $12,000. The SEP, I'm not positive on.
Okay. It may probably is the same thing. But
Pretty close to it.
Okay.
Next, sell some stock for a loss. We hate to see losses on our stocks, but if you have a loss, I would think very seriously about taking that loss. You can take up to $3,000, and you can carry losses forward, too. So if you go past that $3,000, you can carry it on to the next year. But sometimes there's a good reason for taking a loss on the sale of a stock.
You do that quite frequently with your portfolios that you manage, right?
Towards the end of the year, I look at them very carefully, and if we see that there's going to be a lot of dividends and things like that, that they could really stand a loss, I will sell something for a loss so they could have that $3,000 deductible.
So you run around until you find something that they haven't made money on, if you have something.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah.
But at any rate, and you're looking at getting your gains down is what you're doing.
Right.
So it's a nice way to lower your gains and have losses for up to $3,000, and what you can't use, you can carry forward, and that will always help.
Now, remember, you can always give to charities, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, whatever like that, and your church, your synagogue. You can always give money to that, and those are deductible. Remember, keep records, because the IRS is very particular about having you be able to prove what you've given. So that's very important. Anytime you give to a charity, they want to be able to see that. Typically, they'll ask, do you have a paper trail?
And they will look carefully at that paper trail.
Yes.
And you generally get some statement in the mail saying you've given that, and that's important to keep that and to send that in along with everything else.
Before we go, let's give our phone numbers.
651-365-5000.
Or 651-436-3997.
Another thing I'm going to mention are tax-exempt bonds. Now, when we look at getting dividends and we look at selling something for a profit or for a loss, one thing that people don't often talk about are the tax-exempt bonds. Actually, with the tax-exempt bonds, any interest from those bonds, there's no taxes due. And Minnesota is really great because it's double tax-exempt. It's exempt on the Minnesota side, and it's exempt on the federal side.
That's not true in all states.
That's correct. In fact, some states don't even have tax-exempt bonds. They're all taxable. But Minnesota has the double tax-exempt bonds, and they are very, very good about looking at them very carefully as to the type of bonds that they're using for the tax-exempt bonds.
Now, where would they be? Are those municipal bonds that you're...
Correct.
Okay.
There's all kinds of municipal bonds and general obligation bonds, but they're double tax exempt.
Okay. Go ahead.
Well, the next thing you need to think about is when we talk about the IRAs, choosing between a Roth IRA and a regular IRA can become a big problem, because you don't understand the difference between them. Now, we talked about it earlier, but think about not only the tax situation, but the tax situation later.
On the other end.
Right, later versus now. Because later, when you're going to pull the money out of the Roth, you're not going to have any taxes due. Whereas when you pull a regular IRA money out, you will have taxes due at that time. So take that into consideration. Don't just brush this under the rug.
Now, people occasionally ask, well, I've got a regular IRA. May I convert that to a Roth? That's a complicated situation, which we're not going to go into here.
Except you need to talk with your CPA about
right.
that.
Many times it does not financially make sense to do that because of the way you get hammered with taxes. Because you have to pay current taxes on all of those monies that you transfer over to a Roth. So that's something you need to talk about your CPA. Don't just go do it.
Some people think, I'm just going to put it all into that, and then all at once they find out that, man, they're going to have some tax ramifications.
Big time tax.
And that's going to really upset the whole apple cart.
We had a friend who came to us about that, and after Leanne got done with him, he said, I guess I'll leave it alone.
He would have had taxes coming out his ears, and then he would have been crying.
Right. Big time tears. So this is the time. Do your IRAs. Do your Roths. Get some money away, put away so you don't pay current taxes any more than you absolutely have to.
Increase your 401k or increase your retirement accounts at work. These are all good ways to help your tax situation.
Now, you really have to coordinate your 401k with your any IRAs too, don't you, Leanne?
Depends upon how much income you're making.
So that, again, is a situation you have to look at the rules. If you've got a CPA, go to your CPA and ask him or her, can I do this? May I do this? No, I shouldn't do this. Because if you do too much, you may have to pull it back out. If you file it and then it's done, then the IRS is going to write you a nasty little note saying you did something illegal. And so then you got to refile again. So, yes, there are some things that you need to do. Be careful what you're doing.
And if you are taking and doing an IRA and your wife or your spouse is not working, depending upon your income, you can also put money away for that spouse. So that's another way to look at how important those IRAs can be.
Those IRAs can be huge if you plan and get some money away early on and don't wait until you're ready to retire. Leanne, we're getting close to the end. What's your phone number again?
651-365-5000.
Mine is 651-436-3997. Give us a call. We love to have questions. We love to have information to pass on. And there are things we just can't answer, but we'd love to talk to you. Thank you for being with us this morning on the Wise Money Show.
Experience counts. Now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB. If you have questions, comments, or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.